Hi guys, I'm currently on the floor. Weird way to start my podcast, but I'm only posting these podcasts on my private story for now because I'm not really comfortable with a lot of people listening to this kind of stuff because it's kind of like deep and personal. But if you end up finding this and listening to this, well, welcome to my life. I'm Pearl, and yeah. So I originally made a podcast in the car, but it got cut off, which was kind of sad because I was talking about like some deep stuff. So I wanted to talk about it's okay to not be okay, because right now I'm not okay, but it is okay that I'm not okay because I'm handling it better than I probably would have before. I promise it's not bad that I'm not okay. It's actually really good because I'm trying to find ways that I can be okay, because I'm trying to be more independent and I'm trying to figure out these things by myself and actually be in the real world of not everyone's gonna be there for you always. Not everyone's gonna help you always, but that's why you have yourself, and that's fine. Because I was thinking, when I go to college, which is going to be very far, I was thinking Portland State, University of Portland. Where is everyone going to go? We're all going to leave, we're all going to go to separate places, and it's just going to be me. And Portland, and people that I don't know. But it's okay, because life is full of these things that happen. And I just wanted to talk about how it's okay if everything's not going okay right now. Life isn't meant to be just a rainbow and walking through the rainbow path. There's going to be people trying to push you off. There's going to be you falling. But guess what? We all get up from it. Is it 2 years now? No, it's only been a year, I guess. A year and, like, 6 months. A year and, like, 6 months ago, I was in the worst spot of my life. Actually, no, I think about a year. Like, about now. No, like, February of last year was when I kind of fell apart, and it changed who I was for a really long time. I think I wasn't the same till, I think I'm still not the same as who I was before all this happened, and I think I'm better now, but not at the same time. I think the Pearl that died off a year ago was very dependent on others, and I'm not saying that I'm fully independent now. I'm still pretty dependent on other people to help me, but not as dependent as I was. And a year ago, I feel like I was just in a state where everyone had to feel bad for me because everything was just going wrong and I didn't know how to handle it. And I also think that I lost that part of myself of, what's that word? Of feeling pretty, I guess. A year ago, I was in the best shape of my life. I was pretty skinny, and I could be a model, not gonna lie, because of my body. And then that happened, and everything changed, and now I'm a little stub that's trying to get back, because I really do want that body back, and maybe even better. And I also feel like I'm a lot more independent than I was before. Not saying that I'm fully independent, because I'm definitely not, but I didn't get that till, honestly, April. April is when everything changed for me. I think January through March was still a little rough for me, because I was still in a state of nothing's gonna be okay anymore, and I feel like I was really dependent on my friends to make me feel better, and I would go out and all this stuff. And it wasn't until I started working out every single day and grinding every single day till I realized that it's okay to be alone. It's okay to learn things by yourself, because I would go to the gym alone and that's where I would do most of my thinking and spend time with myself, because that's very important. And I probably have more self-love now than I have in my 16 years of life. And by self-love, it's not like full, it's probably like a good 65%, which is a lot better than I was before, which was probably like zero. But 65% of that is just me realizing that I work really hard for things that I really want, and that yes, I made mistakes in the past, but I forgive myself. And I feel like that's a really big part of my life that I'm dealing with right now. So I forgive myself for things that I've done in the past. And if other people don't forgive me, I'm sorry. But, like, I'm probably never going to see you again. You know? So it's okay to forgive yourself. It's okay to not be okay with yourself and where you are in life right now. Because I know I'm definitely not okay with where I am at my life right now. But I'm getting through it alone. And it's okay. I don't need someone else to reassure me. I don't need someone else to be there, because honestly, life isn't easy, and I'm just trying to get through this myself, and I really am. And I feel like a big part of that is keeping secrets to yourself, because I know as teenagers we always want to tell our best friends everything. But sometimes our best friends don't need to know all these things, you know? We shouldn't put that weight on them. Although, I'm always down to listen to my friends. I'm always going to be there for them. I'm always going to support them. I just feel like for me, I've depended on them so much that it's time for them to live their life and for me to figure out my life. Because I'm happy, but I'm still not okay, you know? And that's perfectly fine with me, because I've been in the best mental state that I've been in for all year right now. And it's not a good one, but it's one, it's an understanding one that if I keep working towards it, it'll be better every time. I don't know how to explain this. You know, podcasts are weird because, like, there's no cuts and you just say whatever you want. But everything's just not fitting into place. And I hope it does soon. I hope maybe everything will figure itself out by junior year. Oh, it's getting late. I'm so tired. Oh, my God. You know, I hope everything gets situated. But not everything is perfect. Not everyone's perfect. And that's perfectly fine with me. Yeah. Something that is a big thing that's happened in my life right now is me getting over the past. And if you knew me, like, a year ago, you wouldn't have ever thought that I'd get over the past. Because I let the past dwell on me so much. And I've let it hurt me. I've let it made me crazy, honest. I won't talk about me getting crazy. That's for another podcast of Pearl getting crazy for a good year. Literally, I was crazy. Crazy. But we won't talk about that today. Yeah. That happened. And I forgive myself. And yeah. No one would ever expect me to be where I am now, and I'm forgetting my past and letting that go, letting people go, because I'm fine with it now. I'm at peace. I never needed closure. Like I said, I did. I'm just at peace right now with that situation, and yeah. I've made it a long way from that, from crying over it all night, to complaining about it, to posting about it. Now I'm just
big chillin', you know? And we all go through that. We're all gonna go through that. Heartbreak is hard and sobby and depressing and stupid, but we all get through it somehow. And some people take less time than others. I never understood how my friends got over things so fast, because it took me so long. But just know, if you're going through that, that it will go away, or it will at least simmer down, because I never thought it would, and it did. You know,
how long is this? I feel like it's really long. I feel like you guys are bored. Sorry, I'm like tired, and I'm trying to record this because I have so much on my mind, and I'm losing my voice because I'm getting sick again.
Yeah, it's okay to not be okay, guys. Just remember that always.
I did not understand that for a really long time. Oh my god, I'm literally gonna die, dude. My voice hurts so bad.
But yeah,
if you have anything going on and you want to talk about it, just text me, because always gonna be there. And we grow up. Remember that. We all grow up. And I feel like this is my time to grow. And if it has to be alone, then it has to be alone, and I'm okay with it. And yeah, thank you for listening to my late night podcast. I'm sorry if it's boring, my throat hurts, and I'm really tired. So have a great night.